The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We've been doing this thing, and we're going to keep doing this thing. We like it. We're going to spin the wheel to talk about a member of the Local 53. It's important as we get ready for training camp, which is coming sooner than you think. So, Daris, I don't know what player we're going to land on, but let's spin that wheel.
Robinson on second and one. He's got the first down. The 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Brian Robinson!
Struggled against it all year long.
Another run.
Robinson! Not gonna stop him! Robinson! Touchdown! Commanders!
Need a half a yard for the first down. And into a crowd.
Robinson comes out of the crowd! Robinson Jr. inside the 20 of the Giants. Now that was a magic trick.
Robinson walks in. Touchdown, Washington.
Brian Robinson, running back for your Washington 53 Tubes. An interesting subject here this offseason.
Very interesting.
For a lot of folks. Now, I don't know if he was responding to you or responding to somebody else. I have no idea when he was tweeting about keeping the same energy. I don't know if he was talking to me or whatever. But this is a fascinating case. Three straight years has been between 733 and 799 yards. 797 as a rookie. Injury shortened. We all know what happened, what he overcame. Again, it's insane that the football player got shot in his knee and then played football that year.
Yeah.
We should always go, oh my God, that's incredible. I like that guy personally. That is a tough, nasty son of a gun. I want that dude on my side in a bar fight, in a dark alley, on my roster. There is a place for Brian Robinson. But we're now kind of at the point where we go, don't we know what this is with him as a running back? And don't we want something else maybe? That's how I feel. Although last year, career highs in rushing yards, 799. Career highs in yards per attempt, 4.3, which doesn't blow your skirt up, but still pretty good. And career high in touchdowns in 8. I would argue that's kind of a product of the system and product of a good offense, giving a guy goal line chances. But I digress. So I turn it to you, Tobes. Where are we at on Brian Robinson?
Yeah, I like Brian Robinson, the guy. I have no issue with him. But I think having him as your lead back is not something I would do. He's more so my power back if I were building this offense. I want someone who's extra explosive. Someone that when I'm running a read option, the way that I see it in my mind is Jaden gets played by the defensive end. They don't want him to get outside. you hand it off to the running back, and he breaks one tackle, and he's gone for 70 yards. And that's not going to happen with Brian Robinson. And he's been solid. He was solid last year, but he's nothing more than that to me, Danny. And I want something special at the running back position because for so long, basically the entire second half of last season, the running game was non-existent. You've talked about this ad nauseum, saying that what they were able to do was kind of an anomaly by playing ball control football without a traditional run game. And they did that because you've got a special quarterback. But I'd like to get back into being able to turn around and hand the ball off and take a little bit off of Jaden's plate so that when you need him to be special, he can still be special, but you're not always relying on that. And so for having Brian Robinson as your lead back, I'm not totally on board with that. He had some good moments last year. Like, I thought he was really good in that Tennessee game. Remember, first time he touches the ball, he goes for 40 yards and a touchdown. He went 16 for 103. But if you go past that game, in New Orleans, 21 for 65. Against Philly the second time out, 10 for 24. On Sunday Night Football against Atlanta, 13 for 60. And then 5 for 10 in the final week. In the postseason, he was 10 for 16 against Tampa, so relatively ineffective. He was good against Detroit, 15 for 77 and two touchdowns. And then against Philly in the NFC Championship, not like they were going to do much running when they were down, but 11 for 36. So he's just inconsistent, and he's not really that home run hitter. I have no issue with him being a part of the football team as your change of pace back of sorts or your power back of sorts where you give the guy 50, 60, 70 carries on the season. Mm-hmm. But where you have this dude be your lead back with 187 carries, I'm not as on board with that. But we'll see. Maybe the improved offensive line, maybe he can get more holes to work with. But at times last year, it felt like he was running a little bit too timid for my liking. But it almost felt like in that Atlanta game, when they put in Chris Rodriguez as a change of pace,
you could sort of see the burst and the difference.
So where was that is what I'm asking.
So for me, God, it just sounds like I'm beating up on the guy. And I don't mean to do that at all. I just don't think he's got a great vision. I don't think he's got the quicks or the burst or that jump cut or that quick change that I care about and value so much in my running backs.
Yeah.
The previous regime and this one clearly feel differently. They have prioritized this multiple times over. So what they see and what I see are very different things. And obviously, they know more than I do. That's not, well, both, even the incompetents that were bad at this know more than I do. I just don't, it doesn't excite me. Watch.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What feels like holes that are missed. Watch obvious avenues that I can see on television go, oh, if you just, oh, damn it, 2-yard gain. Whereas if you had cut, if you had some juke, if you had some wiggle, you could have done more. Now, there's still value for him where it's got to go off tackle. I need my yard and a half. And damn it, he's getting three because he's carrying three piles of bodies with him. I still want him on my team. I'll do my goal line plunge with him or fake the goal line plunge with him or my and one with him. He's going to play for me. I'm not doing 200 carries. He will not lead my team in carries. And they don't seem to want to move on. They don't seem to value the thing that I value. It's not as if he hasn't had good games. He has. You heard the highlights that I think it was a 4th-and-1 against the Giants where he goes into a pile, comes out of it for the 40-yarder. Otherwise, it's, you know, 16 for 60. Otherwise, it's a lot of, these pedestrian kind of plotting games where I know you've got to make defenses susceptible. I know you've got to make defenses, the way it was explained to me years ago, Tobes, is in a boxing match, there's nothing sexy about a jab to the belly, right? You don't get the knockout. You don't score the knockout that way. I mean, occasionally you see like Oscar De La Hoya get punched in the kidney and go down like a ton of bricks, but for the most part,
very rare.
The body blow is the thing that just annoys you, and it annoys you, and you cover, and you cover, and you cover, and you cover, but you got to respect it. And that's when that Mike Tyson Tiger uppercut knocks you on your ass.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the play action happens. This was the Gibbs philosophy. He's sitting there cackling, loving it when Gerald Riggs would run for 2.8 yards per carry in a game. Because he knows he's a pain in the butt to tackle. He knows that you've got to account for it. Otherwise, you know, he slips through. So I understand the pathology. It's just not for me. I wanted them so badly to do better. And they didn't. Or do something different, at least. Go down a different track. And they didn't. They passed up every opportunity you'd have. I'm not saying you had to sign J.K. Dobbins. And maybe Merritt is the guy.
Yeah.
And maybe we just don't know it yet. But I just can't sit there and count my chickens on the 7th rounder.
Exactly. You can't count on a 7th rounder. And to me, going into the draft, they were one weapon shy. Didn't really matter what we went with, whether it was a true number 2 receiver, because Debo's kind of that weapon, whether it was maybe a vertical seam stretching tight end or an explosive running back. And I think after they left the draft, like you said, maybe Ja'Cory Crosby-Merritt is this guy, but I'm not going to count on the 7th rounder right away. I still feel like they're that. I still feel like they're a weapon shy. But maybe they're looking at it saying, we didn't create enough holes for him. We didn't create enough push in the run game, and saying, look at the offensive line now, where you go across that unit. Assuming Sam Cosmi's healthy when he comes back, you're looking at Laremy Tunsil, who's plus at left tackle. Now, he's not a road grader, but he's a good pass blocker. You look at left guard, you're looking at Brandon Coleman, who I think can be a really good run blocker. I think he can really move the pile there. Tyler Biadasz is a plus. Sam Cosmi's a plus. I think as time goes on, Josh Connerly's going to be a plus. Suddenly, you've got a good offensive line. Maybe they're looking at it saying, it wasn't necessarily that Brian Robinson was great last year or anything, but we don't have to upgrade the running back position if we upgrade the offensive line. I think that's kind of their thought process, but I don't fully agree.
That's what the actions say, right? I mean, it was the same thing we talked about here for weeks with the defense, where their solution to me to have a better pass defense was to have a better rush defense. You know, it's like that old saying, like, if you you can't stop anybody, try to outscore them, and that's how you help your defense. Yeah. Make teams one-dimensional. That seems to be the fix, is Coleman's now a guard, enter Tunsil, and enter Connerly. That's how the run game gets better. Because your run game is always going to be based off of Jaden Daniels and action. So you're both enhanced by that and limited by that. It means a lot of pistol, a lot of shotgun, a lot of lining, you know, a lot less eye formation, fullback, Adrian Peterson style, lead blocker, etc. So it's a different animal, which again is more reason for me why I want a scat back. It's more reason why I want 2 Ecklers, 3 Ecklers. I want nothing but, you know, pass catching, pass blocking, spread and space type guys. But the thought is you spread guys out and have the thumper go through the hole and try to inflict some damage that way. It's just not what I would do.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.